Welcome to the Best Gifts Do Great Things podcast, a collaboration between EPA's Energy Star program and the Consumer Electronics Association. My name is Una Song. I am the Consumer Electronics Program Manager for Energy Star, and today we're discussing your holiday wish lists and how they impact energy use and the environment, as well as some tips and trends to help you as you're buying gifts this year. With me today are Sean Dubravac, Chief Economist with the Consumer Electronics Association and author of the forthcoming book, Digital Destiny, How the New Age of Data Will Transform the Way We Work, Live, and Communicate. Also with us is Verena Radulovich, Consumer Electronics Product Manager for Energy Star. So Sean, let's start with you. Just a few months ago, CEA, your association, released a study, Energy Consumption of Consumer Electronics in U.S. Homes in 2013. Tell us more about this study.
Thanks. So there's a lot of really interesting findings in the study. Probably the one that is most relevant is the fact that consumer electronics have become much more prevalent in homes, as we know. But in fact, the energy use as a share of our total energy use has actually declined over the last 3 years from about 13.2% to about 12%.
Wow, so that's great news.
Yeah, it is. And we see that these products are becoming more efficient. The life cycles of the products have consumers replacing them to more efficient products. And so that's a trend we expect to see continue.
That's great. And Verena, what have you seen regarding efficiency in products?
Well, two good examples that I can point to is one, the smart TVs, those that have wireless features and network connectivity. And the second one is 4K. So I'll start with the smart TVs. A couple of years ago, we saw this feature being implemented at various degrees of energy efficiency. And really, in about 2 or 3 years, we've seen the energy use come down, where many TVs have network connectivity at less than a watt, or maybe even less than 2 or 3 watts. But that's very different from what we were seeing from a couple of years ago, where they were consuming up to 20 watts. So it's really exciting that we see a lot of innovation in this area. And when it comes to smart TVs, if you look at the Energy Star qualified product list, you have a lot of options, as most TVs today come with the smart feature enabled. The second thing to look at is a 4K. And this is something I think is really exciting, because a lot of 4Ks, when they were first introduced maybe a year or two ago, we're consuming about 2 to 3, sometimes even 4 times as much energy as an HDTV. And we have examples of TVs that are coming out in the marketplace, and a few that are already out there, that consume way less than some of their other comparative models. So again, what we see is a lot of innovation with this industry, and we expect to see the energy consumption of 4K TVs, those that have a wider color gamut as well as a higher dynamic range, really coming down as well.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, I think that EPA's partnership with the industry is a strong one, and, you know, we're continuing to see energy consumption come down. But, you know, there are new features added on a regular basis, new products. We saw with, you know, 4K ultra-high definition televisions that, you know, there's an opportunity for energy consumption to go up. So it's great that we've got this partnership focused on energy efficiency so that, you know, future generations will be more energy efficient. And the good news is that everyone can participate. As Verena said, there's a wide variety of products on the Energy Star qualified product list. She talked about some TVs. That we also have a lot of audio equipment on our qualified product list. Consumers are finding, you know, a desire for more audio, better quality audio than these TVs are can provide. And so one, you know, product that was hot last year and, you know, is, again, I think a hot product or a hot gift on people's list is soundbars. You know, we've got a great variety on our product list, and then even some of the more cutting edge features or technologies, you can find Energy Star options like wireless speakers or receivers with high def audio capability. And, you know, I think that there are lots of opportunities. Sean, I know that CEA recently released your 21st Annual Consumer Electronics Holiday Purchase Pattern Study. And so what are some of the key points you found from that?
We're seeing still strong interest in tech, as we've seen in recent holiday seasons. It's showing up at the top of consumers' wish lists. If you look specifically at tech, some of the products we see showing up on the top of their wish list include things like tablets, laptops, televisions, smartphones, and video game consoles. Beyond that, we really see growth across a myriad of different categories. If you look in the camera segment, there's interest in action cameras. If you look within the television category, we've seen stronger interest there, and much of that is being driven by what we're seeing with 4K Ultra HD televisions. You've got strong interest in emerging categories. About 1 in 5 consumers say they want to buy one of what we consider to be an emerging category. These include things like drones, 3D printers, fitness bands, or smartwatches. So not only is it the large legacy products that are doing well where there's already strong ownership, but we're also seeing increasing interest among some of the more nascent categories.
Well, that's interesting. So is that from early adopters, or are these products being accepted by the mainstream a little more earlier than usual?
For some of the categories, clearly it's still an early adopter market, but many of them are moving towards the mass market. We certainly see that with things like fitness trackers and smartwatches. As those become more familiar to consumers, we're seeing uptake increase.
Very interesting. You know, and another trend that we're seeing, and I know that CEA also put out a study about video content consumption, is streaming video over the internet. Now, while most people still get their content from traditional programming providers, it's no longer the only game in town. And for my family, at least, I can say, we discovered streaming this summer. So we went to the beach. My sister brought her digital media player, and we were just kind of blown away at how easy it was to stream. I just thought you needed a smart TV and all of these different, gadgets, but it wasn't complicated at all. And so one of the things that our team looked at was the energy consumption, because there are so many different ways that you can stream content, and we found that streaming through a game console uses up to 10 times more energy than streaming on a laptop or tablet. So, something to consider. And if you're using some other kind of device to stream, like a Blu-ray player, cable box, or smart TV, one thing to ensure that you use the least amount of energy is to choose an Energy Star certified version of these products. These combinations will use 25 to 30% less than standard equipment. Just take, for example, streaming using your standard cable box, modem, and TV uses over 30 watts more power than models that have earned the Energy Star. Verena, so are there some other ways that consumers can reduce their energy use of their consumer electronics?
Well, one feature we like to highlight is the integrated set-top box in the TV itself. And this eliminates the need for multiple set-top boxes around the house. So if you have multiple TVs, you have a few TVs in the market today, like Sony's or Samsung's, that do that, that have this feature. And with it, you only need one set-top box for your main TV, which delivers content via the network connection throughout the house to the other TVs. And I think it's this kind of creative thinking and design that delivers more functionality for less energy, less cost to the consumer, and less impact on the environment. When we look at other options for how consumers can configure their TV settings, one feature I like to draw to people's attention to is the picture settings. Earlier, when we were working with a lot of the creative brands, manufacturers, we agreed to highlight certain picture settings that have the Energy Star feature enabled, and to highlight for consumers when other picture settings may or may not have that feature. And the idea behind it is that with consumers having more and more options of how to configure their TVs, and how TVs are becoming more intuitive in how they're used, we're really trying to deliver information to the consumer so that they can make the most informed choice. We've seen the energy consumption of these TVs come down significantly, and that's been really exciting. So as we begin to see additional features and functionality, like integrated set-top box, like more picture settings with energy efficiency, those are things that we think consumers should really look for.
So, Sean, as we wrap up this podcast, how about a look ahead? Your book, Digital Destiny, answers the question, what happens when everything is digital? Are electronics already there?
What we're seeing is a move from literally millions of devices to billions of objects, and we're starting to add connectivity, sensorization, and ultimately digitization to the objects in our homes and the objects around us. So some of the things we've talked about today are paramount for this transition. We need to have network capabilities inside of our home to move these digital bits across different devices and across different objects. We're seeing these objects show up in every room in the home, from the living room to the bedroom to the kitchen. We're seeing them capture data that was perhaps already there but wasn't being done in a systematic, digitized way. And then the real value ultimately is moving that data across objects and across devices. So it's controlling your lights from your devices. It's monitoring your baby who has a connected onesie on. It's measuring the caloric intake from your mug, which is now connected to the internet. All of these devices are going to start to interplay with each other to inform the decisions that we make, to influence the things that we do inside of our home and ultimately outside of our home as we become increasingly mobile consumers. So in that, I think you really see the future of a lot of things we've talked about. It's innovation, but that innovation also produces a tremendous amount of competition. And in that innovation and competition is where we start to get more efficient products, more efficient use of energy across a variety of products. So the future of these trends are playing out not just in the devices we carry today, but increasingly in the objects that surround us that will, over time, become digitized and connected to the internet.
Very interesting. So really changing the way that we live.
Definitely. Changing the way we communicate, changing the way we live on an hourly basis.
Great. Something to look forward to in the future. So I'd like to thank our guest today, Verena Radulovich, Consumer Electronics Product Manager for Energy Star, and Sean Duberak, Chief Economist with the Consumer Electronics Association and author of the forthcoming book, Digital Destiny, How the New Age of Data Will Transform the Way We Work, Live, and Communicate. So I'm Una Song with the Energy Star program. Thank you for listening to us. And if you'd like more information about Energy Star certified consumer electronics, head to the website energystar.gov. There you'll find the latest energy efficiency information along with tools and other resources to help you save energy and money while protecting the climate. There's a great product finder tool that can help you quickly and easily find the right Energy Star products for your needs.
And also, please visit CEA's environmental website, greenergadgets.org. You can use the Consumer Electronics Energy Calculator to estimate how much energy your household devices use each year. Also use the zip code locator to find the third-party certified electronics recycling location closest to your home. Again, all of that can be found at greenergadgets.org.
From all of us at Energy Star and the Consumer Electronics Association, thank you for joining us and happy holidays.